This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'll be talking about Claire Weeks' insights on acceptance in overcoming anxiety. If you remember, I think 10 episodes back, I talked a little bit about Claire Weeks's way of looking at anxiety through the first step that she has, which is facing. So part one of facing is episode 987. Part two of facing is 988, if you are interested in that. Because what does Claire Weeks talk about with her four essential pieces of overcoming anxiety? She talks about facing, accepting, floating, and letting time pass. So I have been talking to a number of clients, and I have to say clients over the years who have listened to Claire Weeks's work have always really resonated with it. I will say, though, there are a few that felt she was a little bit too harsh for them, and I get that, but the essence of her teaching for overcoming anxiety is really, it's spot on. It's just the way that we are going to do this. We're not going to do this by white knuckling and by being hard on ourselves, but we are going to need to keep ourselves going. So I wanted to talk today, part one of acceptance. And so today will be part one of acceptance, and then 998 will be part two of acceptance. But let's just get right into it here. You know, the journey of overcoming our anxiety, and when I say anxiety, I know I have to say this over and over again, I don't mean normal stress or even chronic stress, like, okay, we have these periods of time in our lives where we are in difficult periods, and we often can have anxiety in our life. That is not an issue. When you are living with what we are calling anxiety, now, I don't diagnose people, so I don't say that you have anxiety disorder, but I will use just the term anxiety. That's what I'm talking about, going down the wormhole. It's when you can't get out of the cycle. You are stuck in the loop where you are causing yourself to stay anxious. That's what I'm talking about by talking about anxiety. I am not talking about regular daily stress. You are not going to overcome daily stress and anxieties. They will come regardless of who you are and what you do. But the way that you handle it, that is what we are talking about here, to keep ourselves out of the cycle by handling the stresses and the strains in our lives so that we do not stay in the stress, adrenaline, fear cycle. We don't want to be in that stress, adrenaline, fear cycle. We want to be able to break that and move on with our lives, even through our challenges and difficulties. Now, in the journey to getting over anxiety, Dr. Weeks, Claire Weeks, who was a psychiatrist, she left quite the mark with all of her insights and her knowledge, her understanding, and what she thought was very important was acceptance. So today we're going to go a little bit deeper into her acceptance teaching and really see this concept as being pivotal in your being able to overcome or move through your current anxiety. Dr. Weeks emphasized the significance of education as a powerful tool to get over anxiety. So that's part of what this show is all about, just basic education, talking about it, discussing it, hearing back from you what you need and what things are important to you, and then finding a way to put it together and talk on the show about it. Because by understanding the physiological process and the mechanisms behind anxiety, individuals can confront their fears with knowledge, leading to a reduction in uncertainty. If you didn't know how all of these things worked, if you didn't know about the role of your breath and your muscle tension in your anxiety, if you didn't know about that, you wouldn't be able to make any changes in it. So in essence, knowledge becomes a shield against the overwhelming nature of anxiety, empowering us all to take control of our anxiety symptoms. You know, we all have our own flavor of them, and we know when stress and anxiety is creeping into our lives because those things may start to arise. As a matter of fact, in today's group coaching that I had, we talked a little bit about what could be going on in the background of our lives that is causing us to be a little bit more hypervigilant or maybe a little more edge leaning us into an anxious state. Well, those are the things we want to pay attention to and guard against by doing the practices and using the tools here that we talk about. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's PROLON life.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. Claire Weeks looked at acceptance as like a secret weapon. This was the weapon against what she called the second fear. And it's definitely a second fear. And the central tenet of her approach is that acceptance is so important and that you want to be practicing acceptance by welcoming anxiety rather than resisting it. She advocates for acknowledging and facing your anxious feelings instead of suppressing them or avoiding them. So the term second fear encapsulates the additional fear individuals create around their anxiety, intensifying that cycle I was talking about. So Claire Weeks encourages breaking this cycle by stopping the fear, weakening the anxiety, and eventually putting an end to it altogether. So you see, we break the cycle, or as I like to say, we interrupt the cycle. We just find a break in there that we can interrupt the cycle so it doesn't continue. And the crux of Dr. Weeks's philosophy lies in the calm acceptance of anxiety. So this step, although it's challenging, is essential for true recovery. Dr. Weeks urges us to direct our thoughts toward acceptance, recognizing that calm acceptance is the ultimate goal. And she notes that it's normal to find acceptance difficult in the beginning. Yes, I'm here to tell you, you will find this difficult. As a matter of fact, I'm sure some of you are rolling your eyes right now, like, accept this? I want to get as far away from this as possible. I don't want to accept it. So in the beginning, it is difficult, but simply wishing to be unafraid can be your first significant step. Just wishing that you could be unafraid when you feel those fearful feelings rising. And contrary to popular misconceptions, acceptance is not synonymous with putting up with anxiety. We don't put up with it. Dr. Weeks distinguishes between the two, stating that acceptance calms your mind, allowing the adrenaline flow to slow and eventually to cease, because we know that in 60 seconds, once mammals reach a state of safety, 60 seconds later, the adrenaline flow slows and ceases. It's all it takes. But you know what you have to do? You have to reach internally that state of safety. You can be safe on the outside and still your mind telling you that you are not safe. So this is where the work is, right? You can see I'm safe, I'm sound, I'm in my bed, my partner's next to me, the house is secure, and I'm freaking out because your heart and your whole body is dealing with the adrenaline flow from the thoughts of not being safe. So the process takes time, and instant results are not to be expected. This is where I want you to have, please have patience with yourself. Remember that practice makes progress. We're not looking for any kind of perfection here. We practice for progress. Dr. Weeks describes the typical response to panic or frightening symptoms as tension and rigidity. So I want you to run that through your thoughts and your own mind a little bit here. Tension and rigidity. Can you feel and see that happening to you? The cycle of second fear takes over and it reinforces the fearful symptoms. Now, the second fear, and then you've heard me here on the show talk about the second arrow. They are not the same concepts, although they really do share some similarities in their psychological implications. Interestingly enough, I learned about the second arrow long before I ever heard about Claire Weeks's work, and I found the second arrow philosophy or psychological implication very helpful. So let's break them out here for you. The second fear is associated with Claire Weeks's teaching, and it is referring to the additional fear or anxiety that we get that has generated in response to our initial anxious feeling. So it's the fear of the fear, as I say, or the fear of anxiety itself, creating a cycle that can intensify the overall experience of anxiety. This is so common. This is why people go down the wormhole, because they are afraid of the fear. They are afraid of the anxiety. Now let's look at the second arrow. The concept of the second arrow comes from Buddhist philosophy, and it's often attributed to the Buddhist teaching in which he describes the first arrow as the unavoidable pain or suffering that life brings, and then the second arrow is the additional suffering we create through our reactions and attitudes toward the initial pain. So you can see these definitely are very close. And like I said, I learned about the second arrow decades before I found Claire Weeks. And it was very, very helpful. Because by the way, I didn't find Claire Weeks until I was doing this show. For some reason, her teachings totally passed me by. And once I found her work, I was like, oh my gosh, this is all laid out so beautifully. This is exactly it. But that Buddhist teaching for me of the second arrow, of our seeing that the first arrow in life is the unavoidable pain that life brings us. We can't control those things, but we do add additional suffering, and we create it ourselves through our reactions to the attitudes toward the initial pain. And that is the second arrow. And it is very painful, but it is within our control. So acceptance, according to Dr. Weeks, is about challenging these natural instincts to fight. You know the feeling. I remember when I was working as a draftsman at Carrier Corporation, and I was anxious, and I'd be standing there at my board working, and all I had the urge to do, I didn't have the instinct to fight, but I did have the instinct to run. I remember it going through my head like, oh, I really just need to get out of the door and go run around. And like, where did that come from? Like, but that was my own natural instinct. And I didn't accept that. I pushed off hard against all that stuff. But according to Dr. Weeks, if we can challenge these natural instincts to fight or flee, in my case, and instead saying, okay, come on then, these feelings are here, do your worst, but I'm not going to respond to your nonsense. Now, I didn't do that standing at my drafting board. I was like, oh my God, what is this all about? Why do I feel like I have to run? What's going on here? I did not say, okay, there was no acceptance. That's what we want to do, is accept. Okay, come on then, do your worst, but I'm not going to respond to your nonsense. And that's a direct quote from Claire Weeks. Okay, come on then, do your worst, but I'm not going to respond to your nonsense. And that's why some people find her a little challenging, because I kind of like that. I think it's like hit the nail on the head. That's what we have to do. We have to face it. We have to accept it. You're here? Okay, do what you're going to do. But I'm not going to add a second arrow. I'm not going to add a second fear and live my life down that wormhole. Now, true acceptance involves relaxing into the feelings, not struggling to eliminate them, and letting go rather than clinging tightly to fear. Dr. Weeks parallels Swimming, where a good swimmer relaxes to recover, while a struggling swimmer may exacerbate the situation. When you are struggling in the water, you're going to first become tired even faster, and you are not going to float easily. You're not going to be able to recover in the water. But what do we have to do? We have to let go. We have to relax to recover. And I know people say, well, if I could relax, I would. But there are things you can do that are within your mind and body that you can do, that you have control over. You can relax your muscles. And I think you could do it right now. Listening to me, you could clench your fists and then relax them. Sometimes we just need to remind our body that, oh, this is tension. This is relaxation. We hold our muscles so tight for so long, we forget that we can actually relax them. And patience becomes a crucial aspect of this journey, as recovery is very gradual. It is a process, and it requires time and persistence. Dr. Claire Weeks is teaching knowledge, understanding, and acceptance provide a roadmap for us when we are grappling with stress and anxiety. Embracing calm acceptance as a powerful tool against the cycle of fear and avoidance, Dr. Weeks offers a transformative perspective on overcoming anxiety and reclaiming a sense of control over our mental well-being. You can do it. It just takes practice. And now for today's quote. In the final count, it takes less effort, even less courage, to go forward with true acceptance than to go forward fighting grimly. And that's from Claire Weeks. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.